song.
Can you relax for a second? Yes, right, I will.
You guys remember the enemy of the cast?
Is that bitch gonna attack you? Or does the cat only attack you when you try to play a song for the cast?
No, she only attacks when I try to tell the truth.
She hates the truth.
So dogs accept our lies, cats.
Boys, check it out.
Can't handle that shit. The fuck?
Yeah, you know, I don't see myself so often. I've only grown more fuckable during the pandemic.
Same, dude.
With more raw sexual energy.
For me, I'm not like in good shape, but for me, I'm in amazing shape now. It's crazy.
You have a jawline. You didn't You have a jawline you didn't used to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just sit-ups and push-ups. It's all you need. Just do it constantly.
Get a Nazi haircut.
Yeah. I mean,
song.
Okay. I'm just grabbing my booze. All right.
Right, be the best. When Jesus, can I play When Jesus Fucked My Wife? I'll play it.
No.
You guys hear that song?
What?
When Jesus Fucked My Wife?
It's not a song. You think the things that are songs that don't exist yet.
I didn't hear the song, but when it happened, I felt it in my soul and in my taint.
Wait. Pat, just say, may God forgive us.
May God forgive us? But... Okay, go ahead.
Fuck my wife, and it's mighty erotic life. My wife was fucked. I was cocked by the Lord. When Jesus spit his game, and he called my wife by name, she was fucked. We could duck, not the Lord. My wife was fucked. I was cocked by the Lord. God made everything, you know, sometimes peace on earth comes and cocks you. It fucks your wife, it cocks you. It fucks your fucking wife, you piece of shit, you bitch. This part has a key change. I can feel your glory in my cuckold dream. As you bang her in the other room, go on and cuck me. Fuck my wife, cuck me. Fuck my fucking wife, you're Jesus Christ the Lord.
Very good.
Yes.
So I should do one, I suppose, right or no?
Go for it. Or do it in the midpoint.
No, let's do it, because I can edit out the front part easy. So let's prepare.
You have to say it again.
Jad, you're really looking like Jesus made a baby with Weird Al Yankovic. It's a great look.
We were just saying my sexual energy skyrocketed throughout the pandemic.
I don't remember anything.
All right, we already did a song.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't mind when he cucks Jed from behind.
You're right. We already got a song. Cool. Okay, great. Well, I don't know why I pulled the guitar out, but whatever.
Play a song in the middle. It's fine.
All right. Welcome to the Apophilcast.
Welcome, yeah. You slugs.
Somebody want to play some music? Jad, can you play music?
I literally just played a
song. No, I mean on your phone, like classical music.
Where's your Raging Cajun intro?
I'm going to kill both of you.
Why? You always have the intro music ready. I mean, we can sing it.
No. Oh, wait, actually, wait. Yes, you're right. We are going to do that. Graham, we are 100% going to do it. Hang on. Graham, you're right. That's what we're going to do. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Listen, we have to introduce the members of the cast. Hi.
I'm your host, Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. Bum, bum. Bum 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 bum.
I'm the co-host.
Bum 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 bum.
My name is Graham. They can keep me around for bits and giggles. I just made a giant nerds room, but I'm not sure how the rest of this is gonna go.
Bum 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 bum.
And then it began. Listen, can we do a rundown?
Bum 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 bum, everybody. Bum 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 bum
great. We should just do this for the entire hour and just sign off. Like, yeah.
It's just gonna be like the faint sound of Pat's tone and just like our increasing impatience. All right, the bump.
Okay, guys, listen. You know how the Taliban had an essay writing contest?
Yeah, where they was, and you yeah. got your.
It's, if you wait, 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 hang on. Poem,
it got published in a book. Yeah. You guys remember when we entered that the? A lot of people forget that before 2001, the U.S. and Afghanistan were super tight, and we used to have a lot of like foreign exchange things. And on the news, they would talk about how much we have in common with Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And one of the things we used to do with that country is like, what would you fly a plane into?
Yeah. So we'd have a letter writing exchange program. I remember when me and Graham were in high school when we were in the Civil Air Patrol. They used and to have like, young Taliban kids that were in the Civil Air Patrol of the Taliban used to send us letters.
And they were like, listen, you're not writing a letter to Afghanistan. You're writing
it to Sharia like, Air Patrol.
No, those little kids from Afghanistan, they didn't understand why they taught us to fly planes, but then we got to land them. They're like, "What? Why didn't you fly your plane into something?"
Yeah, they thought you were dumb. They thought you
were dumb. Failed. Yeah.
It made no sense.
You're like,
why do planes even have landing gear? Like, once you take off, there should be no wheels.
They were like, look at these stub dick Americans landing their planes like cowards. Look at them. We used to make jokes about you in Afghanistan. They would say, look at these Americans. They take off and they fly in a circle. And then they land.
Yeah. I took an Uber the other day, and I just needed to get to work. And my driver decide to stop for coffee, and after that, I would just fly a plane right into my Uber driver.
Yeah. You know, it's like
I have to go fly a plane into a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it was. How dare you?
Yeah, listen. Sometimes we want to fly a plane.
Seven up the ass.
Listen, I was at the post office and there was like, they were like, this weighs too much for this many stamps. And I wanted to fly a plane into the scale.
Into the stamps.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about you can't fly planes into anything since 9/11.
You know, the other day.
You see dog shit where you can't fly a plane into anything.
The other day I was on a Tinder date. And so, and I was at the restaurant and like they weren't serving what I wanted. So I was like, damn it. I was like, I'm going to fly a plane into this app.
Yeah. Wait, into Tinder?
Into Tinder, into the headquarters.
Into the restaurant.
No, it's into the headquarters of the tech giant.
That's fair.
Yeah. I remember once.
No, that would be a great pitch. That would be a great pitch. It's somebody like, somebody burns out on like all the different apps and like launches a terrorist attack against each of their headquarters. That would be a great Winnie the Pooh bit.
All right, no, Winnie the Pooh is fucking dead. He died.
No, but then I'll cut the feed right now if we don't do Winnie the Pooh.
Pat, you would. You might as well threaten to kill yourself by stabbing yourself in the chest.
Fine.
You're just gonna do it,
dude. Your hair is very Jesus-like. What the fuck is going on?
Jad,
ridiculous.
I think I need to fly a plane into the poop bit.
Yeah, I need to fly a plane into the idea of doing two voices.
I went to my therapist the other day and I was like, yo, you know, I think that I'm having like some father issues, like with, you know, I just don't feel that like I'm enough of a man or whatever, right? And he's like, ah, yes. He's like, these are your insecurities. He's like Patrick. He's like, you have to fly a plane into these insecurities. Yeah.
It's the only logical way to handle it.
It's the Jersey way, you know?
Yeah. You guys remember, like, when New Jersey was, before it was a state, they had to fly a plane into Washington
to get their state.
Yeah.
It was a very slow flight. It was a biplane made of canvas. But it's okay.
Actually, you know, there is somebody that flew a little plane into the White House once.
I'm gonna fly a plane into racial inequity.
Like it's the commercial that runs on TV.
Listen, I'm gonna fly a plane into the wage gap.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly a plane into housing inequity.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly a plane into childhood diabetes.
I'm gonna fly a plane into sanitation.
Listen. I'm gonna fly a plane into overdraft fees from banks. I'm gonna fly a plane into student loan debt. I'm done.
The dog is freaking out. Hang
on. I'm gonna fly a plane. Wait, hold on.
How many planes do you think QAnon is just saving up to fly into their shit?
Yeah.
None. They're not committed.
You're right. They probably try to drive boats into things, but there's just too much land.
Yeah, they lost like 0.1% of their... Guys, you know what I hope? You know what I hope this for the upcoming year? That I hope it's very socially distant, you know? Like, I get such a thick hard-on for what?
Fly a plane into social distance.
Yeah. That'll close that gap.
Space between people.
You know, I love it when people are evenly spaced out. There's a lot of space between them. It makes me so wrecked. It's like, I had this problem in 2019. I went to my shrink and I was like, yo, doctor, I was like, I have this problem that I can only get erect if like people are standing frightened away from each other from a disease that has a 1 in 1,000 chance of causing them harm. I was like, that's the only way for me to get erect, doc, right? And the doctor was like, geez. He's like, listen, he's like, you're going to have to fly a plane into your penis.
Wait, you know what? Do you guys know the phrase navel gazing?
Huh?
You guys know the phrase navel gazing?
Yeah, it's like when sailors look at each other.
Ah!
Wow. We're just staring into the brown eyes of storm now.
Holy shit, I didn't get it at first. That came out of nowhere. Yeah, Twin Sailors just look at each other for a while.
Staring contest.
Yeah. I had enough of this navel-gazing dog shit where sailors just look at each other's cocks.
Guys.
It's a waste of time.
I think we're going to have to do the daylight savings bit.
Well, I don't remember it, so I don't think we're going to have to do it.
It's that we figure out why it's been so cold is because of daylight savings time, because they changed the clock. So we have to kill the person that's behind it.
Listen, but the thing about social distance is it makes room for bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're standing so far, if we're standing 6 feet apart, at 3 feet, a bad faith actor could go in there. Right? And start spreading some kind of lies. And start, you know, just pushing for stuff. If we're so far apart, I think we're making room for bad faith actors to get in between us and the virus.
Mm. You know, there's one thing, like, it's the same way that I feel about God, you know? Like, I want the virus to infect me directly, right? Like, I don't want to have to, like, to talk to some, like, virus pope in order to get my virus, you know?
Oh, so you don't want, like, a St. Peter holding the gate of the virus.
No, I just want the virus in my dick.
No middleman, direct communication.
Direct virus, yeah, that's it.
You know, some people get infected by the virus.
They say, it's like, it reminds me of the omnipresence of God. Because they say that, you know how in the Bible they're like, fear God 1% of 1% of the time?
Yeah, they're not like always deathly afraid of God.
No, they're like only afraid. Like,
they're like, if you're super old, be afraid of God.
Yeah, but they're like, but pray, always pray, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
No.
They're like, you're in church and you're touching someone's shoulder beside you. It's mm-hmm. sin.
Yeah, and if you're not praying, kill yourself now.
Do you know what few men in Aramaic?
Mm. No.
Like a first few.
What?
Do you know what it meant?
No, what it mean?
6 feet.
Is that right?
Pew.
Like pew, 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 right? Like pew, pew.
So the point I'm trying to make is when Fauci and his disciples speak of 6 feet.
They're saying to pray.
Yeah, to pray.
Yeah.
They're like, stay 6 feet apart because you don't want your prayers to get mixed up with some like sick because you know God has to do whatever he's told, right? Do you guys know this about him?
No. As long as you ask in Polish.
If you ask God to do something in Polish or in Greek, he has to do it.
Oh, Greek.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what sick wishes you have.
We're going to the debate. You remember the debate?
Oh, with the drums?
Yeah, but it's like, look at this weasel, fuck. Like, you don't even respond to the substance of the argument.
It's like, look at this slug.
Yeah, look at this fuck weasel. So, Graham, you're going to moderate the debate.
Okay.
Actually, wait, no, Graham, no, I'll moderate the debate better. What?
You gotta play. Who's the moderator?
I am.
No. Like in society.
Oh, I don't know.
In society, can it be the corpse of Alex Trebek?
No.
Is he dead?
Why? Yeah, he's dead. It can't be. No, because it can't be. That's like Family Guy writing. It's hackneyed. I don't want that.
Yeah.
As few celebrity references as possible on my show. Thank you very much.
All right, just play Johnny B-roll. Just say you're Johnny B-roll, and I'm the judge. Be like, hi, I'm Johnny B-roll. I'm the judge.
No. I'm the judge. I'm Pat. All right? Are you guys ready?
Okay, you're an investigative judge.
Yep. Yeah. Wait, Chad, get your drums ready.
What are we debating here?
What to fly a plane into? No, should we fly planes into buildings? Graham, you're on the no side, and Jad is on the yes side.
No. Put Graham on the yes side.
No. No. Dude, you know the scripture. Come on. Let's get the...
playing stuff is dumb. I think... Shit. I don't know. Okay, should we fly a plane into the virus? Yes or no?
Okay, that's the debate. Get the drums ready.
I don't have them.
The drum? Wait, what drums are we talking about here?
Okay, never mind. Listen, Graham.
Yes.
Jad, you and Jad are going to have a debate on my program. Well, Kai, this is the debate section of the show. We're going to have a debate on the program, right? Check it out. There's a train going by my head. We're going to have a debate, right? And today's debate is, should we train child soldiers to fly a plane with the virus? And yeah. Graham, you're on the no side. And Jad is on the yes side.
You're on the no side just of training. You're of the no side of training them. You want them to just wing it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But you have to hold that off. You can't reveal that right away. So you have to debate Jad in generalities at first. You're
okay. Saying,
no, that's unwise. And then reveal that it's because they should just wing it. It's a waste of money.
Okay.
Do you understand? Wait.
Hold
off for the slow reveal. That they wing it.
You can't write the script right now. That's my brilliance in action.
And use generalities, right? Okay. I hate that you don't have the drums.
I've never had the drums, and also you're not going to edit this. You're not going to edit the joke that you just gave him.
I do edit parts.
You literally just texted me exactly what he just said.
Well.
Anyway.
Cool.
So, I mean, as our moderator,
you need untrained youth to fly a plane into the virus.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, boys. It's time for debate. Today's subject is a hot topic in politics today. We're all experiencing a global pandemic, and people are getting it done with social distancing and trying to like cure the disease. So tonight's debate topic is, should we train a bunch of kids to become fedayeen, to fly an airplane into the virus? Jad.
Listen, who better to fly these hot planes, these hot, heavy, thick planes into the virus than the youth, than these untrained pigs, than these, do you know why they're called? Listen, do you know why they call kids snot-nosed? It's because their noses are filthy with snot. They don't know any better. Let these kids fly a plane into this virus.
Oh, wait, hold on. This makes no sense.
But Graham, your counterpoint.
How am I supposed to fucking slow play the only thing that like we're not supposed to train them, but still say that they should do it, but just not train them?
That's for Graham. That's for Graham, not you. That's for Jad, not you.
No, I'm just saying though. Like, how am I supposed to
just say no, no. That wouldn't be wise. That wouldn't be good. Just use generalities, my friend.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Refer to your generals, Alan.
Well, yeah, but the children are so innocent. I mean, they're curious about.
No, we have to start over because you ruined the bit. Fight. By asking questions.
Well,
so let's start over. All right. It's been a tough year for everybody with social distancing. And everybody has been having a hard time, you know? So today's debate is a very hot topic in politics, and it's been brought up a lot by, you know, people are talking about universal basic income, people are talking about healthcare, Medicare for all, and a lot of topics are coming up lately, and tonight's topic is one that's very important in American politics, which is, should we fly a plane into the CDC to make sure that we don't ever get infected again?
Listen,
Wait, hang on. On the pro training children to fly planes at the CDC side is Jad Ali Slaman. On the anti training children to fly planes to the CDC is Graham Grzyak. Okay.
Listen, wait.
Jad, you go.
Yeah, I was going. You stopped me going
to go. Sorry, right. Go.
Listen. Okay, you know how you gotta crawl? Okay, listen. Do you have to listen? Do you know how you have to slither before you crawl? Right?
Yeah.
And do you know how you have to crawl before you walk? And do you know how you have to walk before you run?
Yeah.
And do you know how you have to jump? Sorry, run before you jump?
Yep.
And do you know how you have to slither before you crawl?
Yeah.
Do you know how you have to crawl before you walk?
Yep.
And do you know how you have to walk before you run?
Yeah.
And do you know how you have to run before you jump?
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that being true, and we accept that as true, you have to know how to fly a plane in order to fly it into the CDC, past the defenses of the CDC.
Is that where the virus is?
Where the virus is.
No. Well, that's a pretty good plan, honestly. I gotta say, first round goes to Jet. Graham, what do you have to say in response?
How can you take away our children's innocence? Our children might be crawling after they slither, running after they walk. When do they get to ride a tricycle? Can they not take a tricycle towards the CDC before they board a plane, yet even take over the cockpit? Our children need their innocence. Give them pogo sticks, tricycles, maybe a skateboard, not a plane.
I don't know how I feel about that. Jad, your counterpoint.
Yeah, I think his point was disgusting.
Please elaborate.
Yeah. How he somehow asserted that our kids should pogo before they slither? Gross.
Leading towards what? What do you think they should do instead?
I think our kids should roll around in the slop. I think our kids... Listen, let's go back to basics. Before you slither, you have to roll around in slop.
This is terrible.
Listen.
Just stick to flying a plane into the CDC.
Well, listen, I'm working towards it.
Okay.
Before you can slither, you have to roll around in slop. And before you crawl, you have to slither. And before you walk, you have to crawl. And before you run, you have to walk. And before you jump, you have to run. And before you fly a plane into the Kroll CDC, you have to do all these things. You have to roll in slop. You have to slither. You have to crawl, walk, run, jump, and then fly a plane into the CDC.
Jesus, that's a lot of steps. Graham, your counterpoint.
I think that we're missing just one important point. Should our children not have hair by their pubeses before they fly a plane into the CDC?
Yeah.
Jad, your counterpoint.
Listen, if I catch a single child with hair on his dick burned to death in the crater that is the CDC, then...
Will you repent then? Will you repent if that happens?
No, but I will side with the virus at that point. We got to have some kids. We got to teach them how to do shit, and we got to have them fly a plane into the CDC to kill the virus and save everybody.
Yep. So you make a good point, Graham. Your counterpoint.
But why teach them? I don't understand what lessons do these young children need?
The stick You haven't thought of the stick.
The yolk?
The yolk. The yolk, yes. Yeah, Graham, you fucking fool. You ever considered the yolk?
Jesus.
You know, these kids are full of yolk, and they have to know how to control the yolk. And you know what else there is the yaw.
Oh, Jesus, and the pitch. Oh, the cool pitch.
And the pitch.
And the roll. Oh.
And the Johnny B roll.
Oh, Johnny B, yaw.
Yeah, you know Johnny B roll's dad is Johnny B, yaw.
And his mom, Bertha Pitch.
But, I mean, don't our children just have the natural ability to just even manifest their way through the turbulence between takeoff and the CDC?
Graham makes a very good point, I got to be honest. Jed, your counterpoint.
Listen, I feel like we should teach these kids how to point a plane at the CDC. I feel like we should teach these kids at least two letters, C and D.
And then how to repeat it.
Yeah, listen. If our kids are going to fly a plane into the CDC, they need to be able to read CDC from the sky in order to... And also, look, I feel like they should kill some people when they go. It should not be an empty plane.
Hey, you know, guys, this has been a really lively debate, and I think that maybe we should see what Tony Fauci has said on the subject. Graham, your final point.
Do you have any idea how expensive it is to train our children to fly into the CDC when we can just rely on their blind abilities? They're just not. Believe in the children.
You know, the thing about kids is they can smell their way to the CDC. It has like a...
Yeah. Kids know, they're kids naturally drawn to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
When kids hear CDC, it's almost like you're saying candy.
They have to be virgin children to have such a keen sense of smell.
And where
if they've been raped by virus, they can no longer sense it.
Well, did you hear about the guy that was pulled over, right?
Oh, the guy that was pulled over by the virus?
No. Yeah, the virus was like, I have to check your residency.
Yeah, you guys know how like Fauci and his friends talk about living with the virus, and then they're making the virus into police officers?
And then they're like moving in the virus into their house, literally like Perfect Strangers, you know, the 1970s sitcom, 1980 sitcom.
Yeah, where they move the virus in.
Yeah. Oh, the viral load. Listen, I think we're going to have Tony Fauci weigh in. Hey, what's up? I'm Tony Fauci. I am here with the Fauci, Gates, and Soros podcast. Listen, I have an announcement. You should be training your children to fly a plane into the virus at the CDC. I know that technically I work at the CDC, but I will try and arrange it for a day for them to hit that structure when I'm not there. Hey.
Listen, it's me, Georgie Soros.
Oh, Sporos. Hello?
Yeah, I think we should fly a plane into a plane.
Oh, wow. Double plane. Turducken. And turducken. Hello? Graham, any opinion?
I just...
Or are you just going to stare blankly like a fucking idiot?
No, I just don't understand why you... No, I just, you know, I just really don't understand why we don't let our kids just wing it.
Hey, listen, boys, listen.
Was that real?
Wow.
Good job.
I think I can smell that through Zoom.
That was excellent work. Excellent
yeah. Work. Can we talk about something? Can we talk about how Zoom won't transport our smells and they suppress them?
Yeah.
Zoom knows what each of our rooms smell like.
Like, but Zoom refuses
to tell anybody.
Yeah, I mean, who owns the patent on Smell-O-Vision? Because one of them has it.
Oh, it's Bill Gates' daughter.
Is it Gates or is it Soros or maybe no. It feels like Elon Musk because his name is Musk and he doesn't want anybody to smell him through our chats.
You know, yeah, Elon Musk has an elephant.
Elon Musk has an elephant?
Yeah. What's it called?
Elon Musk's daughter.
Do you know what it's called? Elon Musk's elephant.
Lametta Musk.
No, Elon Tusk. Come on.
Wow.
Let's get with the program here.
Wow, that's every listener just left the show.
Fuck, they did.
All right, come on. Where are you going? Are you just doing laps in your room?
You know, I'm just looking around the apartment. Come on, let's make with the funny boys. Another fart. No, you did not disappoint.
It always works.
I said make with the funny, and he did. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to resend the link, right?
No, I'm done, dude. It's too late.
All right.
You guys can finish the cast on your own and explain what? My absence. Say I was sexually humiliated to death by Mario Cuomo.
Oh God, no! All right, peace.
All right.